Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is Monday night, the Watchman Report, so please stay tuned. We have all kinds of news from around the world about the end days, end time, because that's where we are. We are in the end days. So we are here to bring you the news from around the world with me, Nancy, tonight. God bless you. We're going to open up service, so we will be right back. Stay tuned.
And the train of his robe.
And cry.
train of his robe. Fill the temple in the angels circle around him, and cry, holy is the Lamb.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless everybody from around the world that is listening. Tonight is the Watch and Report, and we welcome you all to hear the news from around the world. It's called the End Time News, Watch and Report. Just so you know where we are, we believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so you know exactly where you're at. This is God's True Lifeline Ministries, and we're on Blog Talk Radio 3 days out of the week, Sunday, Monday, and Fridays at 9 o'clock Central Time. So, I'd like to begin by opening up service tonight with prayer, and then we are going to get to straight to the news. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we want to thank you, Father God, for tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would put your hands upon this radio and every listener from around the world and just protect them, lead them, and guide them, Lord. I pray tonight for no confusion, no hindrance, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that your word, Father God, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus, may it plant a seed of good fruit in each and every one of us tonight, Lord. Lord, we pray and ask, Father God, for no fear and no worries upon the people, Lord, that do not know that we are in the end days, Father God. But, Lord, tonight, give us the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge to bring the truth out, because it is only about the truth that will set us free in the name of Jesus. Father God, tonight I pray and ask that I will be used as your vessel and as your tool only, Lord. For every word that comes from my mouth, Lord, allow it to be spiritually led in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray and ask, Lord, that I'll always and forever serve you, Lord, spirit and in truth. I pray for protection. I pray for guidance tonight, Father, upon all your people, especially Jerusalem. Thank you, Father. We praise you always. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say amen and amen. Glory goes to God. Well, tonight we have the Watchman Report. And again, like I said, thank you all for coming in and listening to the news from around the world. That's what we're here, to give you the news in the end days, because that's where we are. We are in the end times. We're truly living in the end times. We are truly seeing things happening, prophecy being fulfilled each and every day, from Jerusalem to Turkey, from all the east, and here in the United States also. So a lot of prophecy has been already taken place, as we know. And we are going to get to that. That's why we're here tonight. So please, if you do have any questions or any comments about tonight, please do not hesitate. Press number one on your keypad, and I will definitely bring you up on air. And we would be more than welcome to answer any questions or take your comments. Or if you have any news that you'd like to share, please come on up. Press number one. But after we give this news report, so I want everybody tonight to be a little patient and just stay in and hear what's going on around the world. I'd like to start off with a newspaper rejects ad over the word Christian. Just over the word. On July 29, 2016, you want to know just how sensitive, politically correct, and ridiculous people are getting. Well, the owners of a Christian bookstore in Knoxville, Tennessee, just discovered the answer to this question as they were left dumbfounded after the News Central rejected their ad because it included an offensive word, Christian. the word Christian offended the newspaper company. How crazy. Lois McGinnis and her family own Cedar Spring Christian Store. They recently decided to close a second location of the store, so they decided to place an ad in the classified section of the newspaper, which is owned by Gannett. The advertisement read, "Store closing sale, Cedar Springs Christian Store, Clinton Highway location. All merchandise, fixtures, flat walls must go. Sale through August the 13th. Place the ad on July 26th. It was supposed to run on July 28th, but when she opened up the newspaper, the ad was nowhere to be found. So Mr. McGinnis phoned the newspaper and spoke to a classified ad employer. And they stated, because they cannot put their ad in the paper because of the word Christian, because they put Christian bookstore. It's crazy. And moving along, Brazil preps for Olympics. Now we're just going to come up with some easy stuff right now. Brazil preps for Olympics with warships and troops. The Olympics are about to kick off in Brazil, and they are accompanied with an unprecedented display of security measures packed with everything from troops to warships. As the event is on a state of heightened alert after being named as a major target for terrorism. This is the warship stacked with missiles and an arsenal of lethal weaponry, that is leading the show of force ahead of the first Olympic Games held in the shadow of ISIS terrorism. Brazil is using the frigate and a small fleet of other vessels to patrol the waters around tourist hotspots. Copacabana Beach, where some of the thousands of sport-loving fans will visit Rio during the world's biggest sporting event. When it begins next week, Brazil is spending almost $900 million on protecting the Olympics from terrorist attack, and the 500,000 foreign visitors expected in Reno for the Games. Okay, moving along. One moment, please. Playing God. This is our next segment, so one second, I'm waiting for it to download. Here we go. Playing God, tens of millions spent on huge project change the weather. Move over, HARP, because China is spending more than $22 million into shooting salt and mineral-filled bullets into the sky in efforts to produce rain. China is not alone in its pursuit to play God with the weather, with at least 52 countries, including the U.S., using weather modification techniques, which allows authorities to clear the skies or make it rain. As stated earlier, this technology already exists in HARP, which, according to Wikipedia, is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, within an Innospheric Research Program jointly funded by the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the University of Alaska, and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, designed and built by Bay Advanced Technologies. Its purpose was to analyze the atmosphere and investigate the potential for developing ionospheric enchantment technology for radio communications and surveillance. The HARP program operated a major subarctic faculty named the HARP Research Station on an Air Force-owned site near Gahokona, Alaska. HARP is the subject of numerous conspiracy theories. Various individuals have speculated about hidden motives and capabilities of the project. For example, Rosalie Bertel warned in 1996 about the development of HARP as a military weapon. Michael Chukowski stated in a book published by the Committee on Monetary and Economic Reform that recent scientific evidence suggests that HARP is fully operational and has the ability of triggering floods, droughts, hurricanes, and earthquakes. Droughts in places such as the U.S. and China are one of the biggest constraints on their farming industries, which is why scientists are working to eradicate the prolonged dry seasons. They will do this by putting chemicals in the sky, even in the hottest regions of the world. Moisture remains in the skies before it rains. The moisture particles in the air condense and cool on smaller particles like dust, which is how clouds are formed. Once enough of the particles have come together and the clouds get heavier, then it begins to rain. Everybody just bear with me here. ISIS is training Western children to become terrorists. Excuse me. ISIS understands that to continue their agenda, they must focus their attentions on the next generation, which is the children of foreign fighters living in ISIS territory in Syria and Iraq that are being trained to become the next generation of terrorists. ISIS promotes its use of children as fighters and suicide bombers, and even goes as far as featuring children, including a four-year-old British boy, as executioners in its gory propaganda videos. There are concerns the number of young kids forced into ISIS ranks will increase as young children taken to live in its territories or born to jihadi brides grow up in its annual report on terrorism in the European Union. Europol said children raised under the group's rule are of particular concern. In their propaganda, ISIS has often shown that they train these minors to become the next generation of foreign terrorist fighters, which may pose a future security threat to member states, the European reports said. And we are moving along. Excuse me. Rumblings of Ezekiel. 1 second, please. We are getting there right now. Rumblings of Ezekiel 38. Turkey, Russia, PAC threatens new order in Middle East. On July 30th, the deepening diplomatic pact between Turkey and Russia represents yet another damning indictment of the Obama administration's ability to maintain relations with Washington's traditional allies in the Middle East. Western diplomats record the decision by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to restore relations with Moscow last month as part of a carefully coordinated attempt by Ankara to build a new power base in the region. For decades, Turkey, a key NATO member, he said that it was to forge closer ties with the West to the extent that Turkish diplomats insist that Ankara is still serious about joining the European Union. But the increasingly hard-line Islamic approach taken by Mr. Erdogan in the wake of the failed military coup, which has seen tens of thousands of judges, academics, and journalists forced from their jobs, has caused the Turkish government to realize the prospects of maintaining relations with its Western allies are remote so long as it continues with the current crackdown. And moving along, one second, please bear with me. United States in weakest recovery since 1949, July 31st. Here we are 7 years after the recession has ended, which some say it never did end. The current stretch of economic gain has yielded less growth than much shorter business cycles, in fact, according to the terms of average annual growth. The pace of this expansion has been by far the weakest of any since 1949, which means the economy has grown at a 2.1% annual rate since the U.S. recovery began in mid-2009. According to gross domestic product data, the Commerce Department released on Friday, this information comes on the heels of a recent report that the percentage of Americans that own a home has fallen to the lowest level ever recorded. The non-seasonally adjusted home ownership rate fell to just 62.9%, which was exactly where it was at when the U.S. Genesis began publishing this measurement back in 1965. The prior expansion from 2001 through 2007 was the only other business cycle of the past 11 when the economy didn't grow at least 3% a year on average. Total growth, this expansion ranks just 8 of the past 11 cycles. The U.S. economy at the end of June was 15.5% larger than it was when the recession ended in 2009. The current expansion remains smaller than the one during Richard Nixon's administration, and that 16% expansion lasted just 3 years. The economy grew 18% from 2001 through 2007. It grew 52% from 1961 through 1969. And moving along, one second, please. NASA probe to investigate Armageddon asteroid. One second here, I'm just waiting for it to... On July 31st, 2016, NASA is apparently concerned over a potential collision with Earth in the future from an asteroid. So according to a recent report, it is planning to launch a probe to collect rock samples from it. The asteroid named Bennu is visible from Earth as it crosses the planet's orbit every 6 years. Bennu, which is around 500 miles in diameter at its equator and travels around the sun at 63,000 miles per hour, will pass between Earth and the moon in 2135. That 2135 flyby is going to tweak Bennu's orbit, potentially eventually putting it on course for the Earth later that century. Denise Loretta, professor of planetary science at Arizona University, told the Sunday Times it may be destined to cause immense suffering and death. He added, Ms. Loretta's NASA principal investigator in charge of the OSIRIS-REx probe mission to Bennu, launching in September, said the probe will map the asteroid, pick up some rock samples, and then head back to Earth. Moving along. One second, please. We're getting there. Moscow's cluster in subways raising concern for Zika spread. Officials are concerned over city subway stations that have become a Moscow paradise. The subways are swarming with mosquitoes, and as the Zika virus continues to spread, this could have deadly consequences for people commuting the warm. Wet summer and mild winter has created a bumper crop of mosquitoes, and they're breeding in the stage net puddles of the steaming underground. I just want to get home. I don't want to die on my way, said Shayna Edino, age 18, who claims she's been bitten at least 20 times inside the 47th and 50th Street Rockefeller Center station, which Zika going around, it worries me, she added, who takes the BNB trains to work as a cashier at Reed in the station's concourse, pointed to the three bites on her face and arms. You wouldn't think that mosquitoes would get so out of control in the subway, but it's a horrible problem here, she said. Not good, not good at all. And moving along, we have a earthquake, a 5.2. Magnitude 5.2 earthquake strikes off Greece's Crete. The earthquake's epic center was located 63 miles west, southwest of Chania, Crete. It was very shallow with a depth of a 5.6 miles earthquake. And moving along. Don't worry, we got more earthquakes to cover. Majority of Britain's back PM may of launching. Hang on, we're getting there. Majority of Britain's back PM may on launching nuke attack that would kill 100,000. On July 31st, 2016, the new Prime Minister of Britain, Theresa May, has no reserve on launching a nuclear attack that would kill hundreds of thousands if necessary. May gave an unequivocal yes, according to 66% of Britons. When asked if she would personally launch a retaliatory nuclear strike that would kill 100,000 civilians, while 59% say they would push the button themselves. The British Prime Minister May said she would use the UK's nuclear arsenal in response to a nuclear attack by foreign nations, as she was promoting the renewal of the Trident missile system in Palermo. She argued that threats to the UK from such countries as Russia and North Korea remain very real. May's attitude was overwhelmingly supported by two-thirds of Britons polled by EU government on Tuesday and Wednesday. Only 19% said she was wrong to say what she did. And moving along. We got a doozy for you guys. I hope everybody's sitting down for this one. After School Satan Club. Let me repeat myself. After School Satan Club could be coming to your kids' elementary school. Are you ready for an after-school Satan Club to come to your child's elementary school? Leaders of the Satanic Temple are soon hoping to just that. The Satanic group is wanting to bring their agenda to the nation's public elementary school. Children, according to a report, they point out that Christian evangelical groups already have infiltrated the lives of America's children through after-school religious programming in public schools, and they appear determined to give young students a choice, Jesus or Satan. How wonderful. This follows a recent report where students in Delta, Colorado area, middle schools and high schools were provided handouts of atheist and satanic literature on April the 1st in a bid to pacify parents outraged after the school district handed out free Gideon Bibles to students in December. On Monday, the group plans to introduce its after-school Satan Club to public elementary schools, including one in Prince George's County, petitioning school officials to allow them to open immediately as the academic year starts. Chapter heads from New York, Boston, Utah, and Arizona were in Salem on July 10th talking strategy with others from Minneapolis, Detroit, San Jose, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and Florida. Participating online, the promotional video, which feels like a mashup of a horror movie trailer and a Saturday Night Live sketch, will serve to promote the new club along with its website, afterschoolsatan.com. That's what they call it. How about that, guys? That's one for the books. And let's go. Is it here? Why it's time to get worried about the U.S. economy. Here we go. Why it's time to get worried about the U.S. economy? Well, on July 31st, 2016, should we become concerned about the U.S. economy? A new report from UPS, which arguably has a unique view of the global economy, claims it sees headwinds in the second half of the year. Their report comes with other negative commentaries that have surfaced this week as well that looks to point to rough waters ahead. Like others that warned about a slowdown, UPS reported on-target earnings and kept its forecast unchanged. But that's because of technology and productivity investments that are helping it manage through. Its shares fell a little. Ford, on the other hand, lost 10% of its market value after it cautioned that car makers were getting aggressive with incentives to lure in buyers, a sure sign that one big economic engine, auto sales, are peaking. Shares of other car makers fell also. Wow, so it's not just Ford, but other ones also. Chevy. Okay, we got a little news on the Pope. 12 times Pope Francis has openly promoted a one-world religion or a NWO. Have you noticed how many times Pope Francis has emphasized a new world order or a one-world religion? in his speeches over the many he has given. The most recent were on Sunday, where Pope Francis told hundreds of thousands of young people gathered for World Youth Day in Poland that they need to believe in a new humanity and that they should refuse to see borders as barriers. Many have speculated that this man is the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13, or even the Antichrist himself. Every 2 or 3 years, Catholics from all over the planet converge for one of these giant conferences, and as you will see below, the Pope has not been shy about using her historic occasion to promote his agenda. Unfortunately, it has become exceedingly clear that his agenda includes moving humanity toward a one-world religion and a new world order. Of course, Pope Francis is not going to use those exact phrases, but at this point, it is very obvious what he is trying to do. If you don't believe me now, perhaps you will see things differently after you have viewed the evidence that I have supplied in this rest of this article. So basically, Pope Francis is evil, which we all knew that. And moving along to Swedish. Let's go in Swedish. Top Swedish priest warns Islamics have declared war on Christianity. Although U.S. politicians would like to skirt around the reality of what's going on with terrorism and specific targets of those carrying them out, it appears priests who represent the largest religious community in Sweden has warned that Europe needs to wake up to the fact that Islamics have declared war on Christianity. Who is a priest in the Swedish church? And that Evangelical Lutheran National Church that boasts 6.2 million members wrote an op-ed for the synagogue in which she decried Sweden's reaction to last week's murder of a Catholic priest in France by Islamists, asking why churches were silent on the issue, asserting that the genocide of Christians and other religious and ethnic minorities in the Middle East has been largely ignored for years. Borg states that Father Jacques Hamel was slaughtered like an animal. Wow. Amazing. Okay, moving along. Christians pay price as extreme Islam surges after 10th coup. It appears that the recent purge taking place in Turkey is leaving Christians extremely vulnerable to persecution from radical Islam in the region. According to a report coming out of Turkey, amid the cacophony of police sirens, low-flying helicopters, and rifles fire, there was another sound during the attempt to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the wailing of Turkey's imam, merge, whatever that is, please excuse me. From the nation's 85,000 mosques, their amplified voices were heard calling upon the faithful to take to the streets and defy the plotters. The people listened. Some bravely stood in front of tanks as they defended the democratically elected president. Around 240 from both sides died, and 1,400 were injured. For others, the night presented different opportunities as hardline Muslim Sunnis whip up to a frenzy targeted Turkey's Christian community in Metella, a sprawling city in Antalya, once the heartland of Christianity in the East, they targeted a Protestant church. Amazing. Amazing. And moving along. Oh, excuse me. Trying to get back to where I was. 1 second, please. Oh, not getting it. Okay, the Chinese seminary students. We're getting there. Chinese seminary students ordered to deny God and obey government. August 1st, 2016, which this was this morning. It appears that we are reliving Nazi Germany all over again in China. The Chinese government continues its crackdown on Christianity and is now forcing seminary its students to deny God and put the Communist Party first by living under absolute obedience to the state. Reports of the state-run church being controlled by the government have been witnessed through a video mentioned by a Christian persecution watchdog organization, which tells of students being recorded while singing the Chinese anthem, Theological Seminary's graduation ceremony. It is apparent the ceremony, the seminary has degenerated into absolute obedience to the Communist Party's so-called Christian pastors. Education-based becoming a Communist Party school dressed in the cloak of Christianity, China Aid correspondent G.U.O. According to the Christian Post, Baoxing contends that the Communist government has infiltrated and taken over the so-called Christian church in China. Okay, moving along. California District. Oh, this is a good one. 1 second, please. I do apologize for being a little slow, but our computers are slow. California District says homeschooling is not lawful. August the 1st, 2016. How long do we believe the government is going to continue to allow our children to be homeschooled in America? Do you believe they are going to continue to allow children to avoid government indoctrination and control? Well, a new report coming out of California should wake you up to the reality of what's going on. A high school district in Northern California has sent a notification to parents telling them that their homeschool children are not lawfully being educated. When the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, HSLDA, received word that all of its member families in the San Benito High School District received a letter from state authorities declaring that they were illegally educating their children, attorneys from the nonprofit group were perplexed. It was HSLDA's understanding that the right to homeschool had already been firmly established in the state of California, but the letter parents received from the school district located east of Monterey, California, contradicted what was believed to be resolved years ago. And moving along. One moment, please. We're getting there. What newly linked DNC emails reveal should terrify Christians? Alan West is reporting a very disturbing find regarding recent relations about the DNC that continues to come to light as hacked emails continue to be published online, exposing the radical left for who they really are for the whole world to see, according to the West. One of the latest developments to surface are emails that show the Democratic Party was working with anti-religious freedom groups to get around religious liberty laws that protect our First Amendment right to believe what we want, worship where we want, and live out out our beliefs, both publicly and privately. Yep. Trying to take our freedom away. And moving along to Alaska, we have some news from Alaska. We're just trying to get there. Alaska Peninsula volcano showing signs of imminent eruption. That's not good. August 1st, 2016, scientists have increased the alert level for Pavlov volcano in Alaska. For the second time this month, on Thursday, the Alaska Peninsula volcano showed signs of low-level eruptive activity, prompting officials to raise its alert level from advisories to watch. With the U.S. Geological Survey at the Alaska Volcano Observatory, we saw pretty vigorous degassing of steam in our web camera images, and we got some detection of volcanic ash in satellite views. But that doesn't necessarily mean there will be an eruption. Current activity is quiet, a bit lower than in March when the volcano erupted, spewing ash 37,000 feet into the atmosphere and causing dozens of flights to be canceled. He also said thermal signals have not indicated that new lava is rising to the surface, but thanks to its ongoing seismic activity, scientists are monitoring Pavlov closely. Moving along. How fasting kills the flesh. A little bit of news here. How fasting kills the flesh and opens the door for the Holy Spirit. Fasting is not simply one of those mandates in the Bible related to abstention of food. Pastor Shane says it's about subduing your flesh and, more importantly, submission to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead us, guide us, and convict us. Idleman says, but he only leads those who want to follow him. He waits for you to submit to that. It's the flesh that often holds us back from the things of God. Fasting is biblical, and it's a very important spiritual discipline. Jesus said to his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 6, verse 18. Fasting, Idleman says, brings spiritual insight and wisdom and starves the flesh. When you cave into your flesh, it relegates you to a habit of submitting to your flesh. And the Holy Spirit cannot do the work in you that he hopes to. That was a pastor preaching in his church about fasting. Major Chinese state paper calls for a military strike on Australian ships that entered the South China Sea. One moment, please. We're waiting for it to download. Is China about to strike Australia? According to a report, China's state-run Global Times has published an editorial attacking Australia for supporting the recent international ruling on China's activities in the South China Sea and called for strikes on any Australian ships which might undertake freedom of navigation activities in the region. The editorial said Australia is not even a paper tiger. It's only a paper cat at best. It says that even though Australia calls itself a principled country, when it needs to please Washington, it demonstrates willingness of doing anything in a show of elegance. As a result, the Global Times says, our emphasis, China must take revenge and let it know it's wrong. Australia's power means nothing compared to the security of China. If Australia steps into the South China sea waters, it will be an ideal target for China to warn and strike. Moving along. We have another volcano. Lava from volcano in Hawaii reaches ocean floor for first time since 2013. August 1st, 2016, according to reports coming out of Hawaii, lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii has reached the ocean for the first time since 2013. The volcano is located on Hawaii's largest island and poses no threat to nearby towns. Yes, those volcanoes are getting pretty serious. And again, we have some on Pope Francis defends Muslims. Woo! Pope Francis defends Muslims and blasts Islam is not terrorism. August 1st, 2016, the Pope is out on the front lines defending Islam again. And now he speaks up again, speaking aboard the plane taking him back to Rome after a five-day trip to Poland. He said, I think it is not right to identify Islamic with terrorism. It is not right and it is not true. This was the response Francis to a question about the killing on July 26th of an 85-year-old Roman Catholic priest by knife-wielding attackers who burst into a church service in Western France, forced the priest to his knees and murdered him. The attack was claimed by ISIS. He said, I think that in nearly all religions, there is always a small fundamentalist group. He then added, we have them, referring to Catholicism. The Pope continued, I don't like to talk about Islamic violence because every day when I look at the papers, I see violence here in Italy. Someone killing his girlfriend. Someone killing his mother-in-law. These are Baptist Catholics. Moving along. And we have some information, more information about Zika in Florida. Spreading 10 more Florida Zika case, August 1st, 2016. It appears that the Zika virus is continuing to spread in Florida, as Governor Rick Scott has confirmed Monday morning that 10 additional people in the state with the Zika virus likely contracted it through a mosquito bite. According to the latest reports, this brings the total number of people with locally transmitted Zika to 14. The Florida Department of Health believes that active transmissions of the Zika virus are still only occurring in a small area of Miami-Dade County, just north of downtown. That was announced on Friday. Among the 10 new patients announced Monday, six are in symptomatic and were identified from the door-to-door community survey that DOH is conducting. Following today's announcement, I have requested that the CDC activate their emergency response team to assist the DOH in their investigation research and sample collection efforts, says Governor Scott. So the Zika virus in Florida is spreading. And we are just kidding, too. Armed men with body armor at Walmart preparing for doomsday. August the 1st, 2016, there are many folks out there that are taking doomsday very serious. In fact, according to recent reports coming out of Kentucky, police was called to the Walmart on Richmond Road on Saturday night after a witness noticed a car full of men in body armor holding semi-automatic weapons. Reports indicate that LT Jackie Newman said that when Lexington police officers got the three men out of the car about 11:15 p.m., the men claimed they were preparing for doomsday and needed supplies. The men were armed with pistols and semi-automatic rifles. Police said a license is not required to have semi-automatic weapons in a car, police said. Police also found some marijuana in the car. All three men voluntarily came to police headquarters for questioning that night, said LT Richmond Wilbury of the Lexington Police Department. They were cooperative with police and no charges were filed. Will OB said police took photographs of the car and the weapons to complete a report to the Cabinet for Health and Family Services because of the infant in the car. Wow, now that was pretty serious. Brazil sends 1,200 troops to the city of NATO. Brazil sends 1,200 troops to the city of NATO after gangs start all-out war on government. The Brazilian government has officially authorized sending 1,200 troops to the Rio Grande do Norte capital, NATO, in an attempt to stop gang uprisings that have continued now for 3 days. Urban unrest exploded when the government decided to jam cellular coverage in a local prison. So far, 52 arrests have been made of people suspected of involvement in the attacks. According to the Port Lenore, a total of 53 cases of debauchery and destruction of property were reported by Sunday night. Government and other buildings also sustained heavy gunfire. Unrest was experienced in 20 municipalities, according to the Secretary, the situation was only beginning to show signs of calming down on Monday, authorities told Brazilian media, but people were tweeting worrying images, confusion surrounding the hashtag, because so few people knew what was going on. Crazy, crazy stuff. Disney prepares to track guests through their feet. Wow. Now, this is a good one. So whoever's preparing to go to Disneyland for the summer, be prepared. August the 1st, 2016, if you have ever visited any of the many Disney parks, you will know that they usually require you to place your right hand on a scanner to get your fingerprints to confirm your identity. Well, now the cooperation is raising the bar, and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has issued Walt Disney Company a patent for a new type of technology, a system that can track theme park guests through their feet. Unbelievable. Hang on here. One second. The company says that there are no immediate plans to use such a system, this project is part of Disney's ongoing innovative research process. The company said, and many projects, it explores many never actually end up in the parks. According to information supplied to the patent agency, sensors and cameras would help identify particular visitors, and the data can be used to output a customized guest experience, including photographs. Theme parks could also use such a system to mine data about common paths from ride to ride. The company can already track guests at Walt Disney World who uses Magic Bands, RFID bracelets that function as theme park tickets, fast passes, hotel keys, and credit cards. Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. They're making that pretty noticeable. Israel is preparing for war with ISIS. Israel is preparing for war. Well, let's see what we got going here. Israel preparing for war with ISIS rebels in wake of possible Syria truce. August 1st, 2016, it appears that war is in the air lately from threats arising from China, North Korea, Russia, Iran, and now, according to a new report coming out of Israel, Russian efforts to reach a truce between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad regime and the various rebel groups in Syria appears to be progressing. As a result of this, Israel is already preparing for the day after, when it is safe to expect that jihadists will turn their attention to the Zionist enemy, which means war will be inevitable in the future. Could this be building up to the War of Psalms, the Book of Psalms, 83? According to Israel's media reports, the Golani Brigade ran a series of exercises last week in the Golan Heights and near the Lebanese border in preparation for war with the Islamic State, ISIS, and the Hezbollah, two sworn enemies in the civil war. Despite a string of minor breaches, the IDF views the Syrian border as stable, although it makes certain to retaliate for every violation of Israel's sovereignty. No matter how minor, over the past 2 years, each time an errant shell landed in an open field on Israel's side of the border, it was followed by a barrage of Israel artillery or an aerial bombing of the source. And moving along. Mass die-off reported at Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary on August 1st, 2016. This morning, another day, another mass die-off. This time, a report out of Texas is indicating that a mass die-off of coral and other sea animals was discovered this week on a reef in the Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary. Federal officials said Friday the die-off was spotted by sports divers on the East Flower Garden Bank, about 100 miles southeast of Galveston. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said in a report, divers from the motor vessel Fling were stunned to find green, hazy water, huge patches of ugly white match, coating corals and sponges, and dead animals littering the bottom of the East Flower Garden Bank. a reef normally filled with color and marine life, wrote Steve Giddings, chef. Oh, one second here. I'm so sorry. Oh, we lost our page, please. Bear with me here. Here we go. Okay. Another day, another mass die-off. This time, a report of the Texas is indicating that a mass die-off of coral and other sea animals was discovered this week on a reef in the Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary. Federal officials said Friday the die-off was spotted by sport divers on the East Flower Garden Bank about 100 miles southeast of Galveston. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said in a report, divers from the motor vessel Fling were stunned to find green hazy water, huge patches of ugly white mats, coating corals and sponges, and dead animals littering the bottom of the East Flower Garden Bank, a reef normally filled with color and marine life, wrote Steve Giddings, chief scientist in NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries Agency. Scientists were not immediately available for comment Friday evening. And moving along. Okay. Bizarre triangular craft spotted in Virginia. A man in Virginia has captured a very bizarre video of a triangular-shaped craft after claiming him and his mother spotted the object above his car while waiting at traffic lights. According to reports, paranormal investigators are studying the clip, which shows three rear lights with a flashing red light in the middle appear to float in the sky. A man claiming to have shot the footage from his car said he was certain it wasn't a plane because it stopped midair for 3 minutes and made no sound at all. Him and his mom were driving in Charlottesville, Virginia, when they saw the big as day triangle looking UFO. The mother can be heard repeatedly asking, "What is that? What is that?" While people in the car suggest it could be an aeroplane or a drone, the videoer tells them he is admitted it is not. Unusual stuff is going on here. Homeland Security grants Syrians temporary amnesty in USA. Well, this is what we've got going here. In a shocking ruling today, Homeland Security granted a new temporary amnesty Monday to more than 8,000 Syrians living in the U.S. right now, saying they can remain for up to 18 months longer, no matter what their legal status. The report indicates that Secretary Jay Johnson issued temporary protected status to Syrians, saying that if they are in the U.S. as of Monday and continue to reside here permanently, they can apply for work permits and other documents to remain and live in the U.S. without fear of being ousted. His order applies to some 5,800 Syrians who were granted status under a 2012 TPS program and 2,500 new arrivals who don't have a more permanent status here. Syria's lengthy civil conflict has resulted in high levels of food insecurity, limited access to water and medical care, and massive destruction of Syria's infrastructure. unbelievable. Last but least, yes, we're getting there. And I believe that's all we have for tonight, the Watchmen. But what I do want to bring out is, give me a second here. Yes, we are hearing a lot. We are here to give the Watchmen report every week on Monday. And yes, we are here to give the end time news on what's going on around the world. And yes, we are here to hear what's going on in Jerusalem, and there's rumors of war here and terrorist bombs over there, and Israel is getting ready and prepared for war with ISIS. And then the United States is falling deeper and deeper and deeper to recession. It's not bad enough that we're already in the recession, but we're just falling deeper and deeper. Yes, these are rumors of war. Yes, we are here to hear all of this. Yes, we are here to bring the Watchman Report. But why do we bring the Watchman Report every week? Well, because the it is all biblical. That's what I'm trying to bring out here. This is all biblical. These are signs and prophecy that is taking place. Prophecy is literally being fulfilled. These are the things that must take place before the Lord's coming back, the second coming of Jesus. Second coming. A lot of people still do not know where we are at in the end days. Well, I want to actually explain a little bit about that. But before I go to where we are at right now, I want you to understand what the Lord says about hearing, listening, and being alert to the Watchman report, the news, the signs, what's going on around the world. In the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25 through 26, I just want you to read this. Well, for me to read it, excuse me. Hear this. I'm a little tongue-tied. Why does the Watchman report exist? And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth, distress of nations in perplexity, because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. I'd like to also go to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 42. Therefore, the Lord says, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming, but know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at the hour you do not know. And I'm going to stop right there. This has a lot. These scriptures are backing up that we must stay awake. The Watchman Report that we do every week, and why is it so important to understand the news, the end day news, the times that the war, times of ISIS, times of chopping heads off, times of preparing, times of bombing, times of striking. There was two shootouts in Florida in clubs, one at a gay club and one at a young teen club. There were shootings of 12 officers in Dallas, Texas. These are the war, the news of the end days. And if we are not going to stay awake and listen to all of this and be aware and look for the signs of prophecy and things that are about to happen, then that's not good. One second, please. I'll be right back. So, I also wanted to make people understand where we are in the end days. A lot of people do not believe where we are. So this is where I'm going to bring. I want to go to the book of Revelation, chapter 16, and we're going to go down to chapter 12. Here we go. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great Euphrates River. I'm going to stop right there. The great Euphrates River has been dried up since 2 years ago. 2 years ago, back in July 2014. Do your research. If we will learn to do more research and pay attention more to the signs of the end days, the end time, which we are in right now, we would know because the Euphrates River has dried up 2 years ago. And it dried up so that the kings from the east could march their armies toward the west without hindrance. Verse 13, and I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouths of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. Verse 14, they are demonic spirits who work miracles and go out to all the rulers of the world to gather them for battle against the Lord on the great day of on the great judgment day of God the Almighty. Right there. What is that showing us? Well, let's go back. And here we go. I'm going to go to, give me 1 minute. Okay, so what we're reading here is the book of Revelation, chapter 16. Then I heard a mighty voice from the temple say to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out on the earth. Oh, no, wrong one. Sorry. 1 second here. Sorry. I do apologize. Well, we're going to leave that alone for just a second. I don't want to bring any confusion. So right now, where we're at is the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 12. Where am I going with this? Well, like I said earlier, if you will see and do your research and dig in a little deeper and pay attention and stay awake as the Lord wants us to stay awake, we are actually at the sixth trumpet. Now, remember this. There's only seven, and we are at the sixth trumpet. Nancy, how do you know this? Nancy, what are you saying? Well, let me tell you how I'm saying it. Let me tell you where the proof is. If you truly do your research, you will see that the Euphrates River has dried up in the year of 2014. Completely dry. You can literally walk on that ground. Three unclean spirits has risen from that ground. Evilness, the gates of evilness, of darkness, has been opened since Euphrates River dried up. Do your research. You are at the sixth trumpet, the sixth vial, the sixth bowl, and the sixth seal has been opened. It has been opened. How many trumpets is there? Seven. There's only seven. There's only five pages left in the Bible. And the Lord's coming back at the seventh trumpet. You are already at the sixth seal. The sixth trumpet has been sounded, and this has truly happened. People have heard it spiritually. Christians, true children of God, have heard that trumpet, that horn sounded. You are in the sixth trumpet. The sixth seal has opened. You have to start doing your research. We are pretty far in the end days. There's only one trumpet left. It's the seventh trumpet. And at the seventh trumpet, the Lord will come back. He's not going to come back before that. He's not going to come back after that. But he's coming back at the seventh trumpet. I just need to declare that. Now the Lord says, we're not to fear rumors of war. We are not to worry about the things that are happening right now. The Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of courage. And I'd like to read that right now. And to show you that this is all from the Lord. The Lord said in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4, say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come, he will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 7. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of courage, strength, wisdom, and knowledge. And if we are not going to use our wisdom and knowledge to stay awake and look for these signs of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the red moon has passed. Let's just go back a year, 1 year ago. Let's just go back for 1 minute to see how many prophecies have been already filled. The gays and lesbian law has been passed. That bill passed last year in September. The Pope Francis has already actually visited the United States of America. The last red moon was, I believe, on September 28th. A lot has been took in place. A lot of prophecy has been fulfilled. What do we have now? Well, we have rumors of war. We still have people in the Middle East getting their heads chopped off in the name of Jesus. We have Israel preparing for war with ISIS. There's still a lot going on. But the Lord says, do not fear. Be courage. Have strength in me. You are covered by the blood of the Lamb. If you are a true child of God, you have nothing to worry about. The Lord said, do not worry about what we eat and what we drink. Do not worry for tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own worries, and it has enough to worry about. So what God is trying to tell you is, do not worry. Do not fear. But the more we watch out for these end times, there's a word I'm looking for, end times, prophecies, the more we watch out for it is the more we know how closer we're getting to the Lord's coming back. We just understand how close we are. Now look, if we don't dig in deep and do some research, we would have never knew, because the Euphrates River is actually dried up since 2 years, back in July of 2014. Now, if you can also do the same research and find out where you're at. So if the Euphrates River has dried up, that means we are right now in the sixth trumpet, and the sixth seal has already been opened. So that's where we are. Remember, there's only seven trumpets, and we're at the sixth right now. So that concludes our Watchman report for tonight. So please, stay awake, be alert. The Lord says, do not sleep, stay awake, do not be lazy. Watch for these signs. We have to look for the signs, the sun, the moon, and the stars. The moon, the red moon has already passed. The last red moon passed last year. So there's still a lot to learn. Please join us back on Monday, next Monday, to watch our report. We'll have more news to share with you. And then we have Sunday service coming up Sunday and Monday of next week at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain, and 8 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Brother Barney, did you have anything that you wanted to add to the Watchmen, or anything you'd like to tell our listeners around the world?
No, We have 3 minutes left, and that was very great, awesome Watchman report. And just God bless all the listeners. Amen.
Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. And God bless you, brother. We're hoping that you're going to feel better and hopefully join us back soon. So, like I said, God bless everybody. We thank the Lord for tonight and giving us the wisdom and knowledge to dig in and stay awake and stay alert and bring the end time news from around the world right here on God's True Life Ministry. We're going to be doing this every week, guys, so please stay tuned. Keep listening and understand where you are. God bless everybody, and I'm going to say good night. We love you all in the love of the Lord. And we will see you guys back, I believe, Friday, I'm hoping. Good night, and God bless.
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
Saw the Lord.